Why, thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Man, oh man, you are just rocking it today. You sitting behind that big synthesizer. I think you got a larger one now. Just huge synthesizer. Got your pint glass out just waiting for tips. I got a tip. You better start using sunscreen because summer is here. Man, we had smoke-filled skies in the Northeast, all across North America from our great neighbors up in the North, Canada. Wildfires up there. And smoke right across the United States of America in the Northeast region down to the Mid-Atlantic. Crazy. This is Tim Marr. That's Jungle Jim. This is Failing Up. Recording this podcast in the basement studio along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, flung all the way to the Great Lake of Ontario. Busy, busy, busy now. Boats are all over the place. Ski-doos, all that. That's a stud. It's an old snowmobile. Ski-doo, it's like a brand. They have a Kleenex, which is just a tissue. And the Skidoo was a snowmobile. There's all kinds of snowmobiles. And you have the jet skis. Now, they actually call them jet skis. They used to be Sea-Doos, but now they're jet skis. I'm aging myself. But they go all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario, filled with boats and recreational people on the beaches and all kinds of stuff. Make a right, get up to the Thousand Islands, where there's probably 1,000 boats on the Thousand Islands, leading right up to the Great Atlantic Ocean, going around the world just like my voice. You can go the other direction, hit Toronto, Canada, which is probably starting to fill up with tourists and all kinds of fun and exciting activities in that wonderful city. Get a little south over to Buffalo, New York. Great city, Buffalo, New York. Rejuvenated city. Home of the Bills, Buffalo, New York. I believe their baseball team, their minor league team, is called the Bisons. Beautiful city, Buffalo, New York. Get over to the falls. Get over to Lake Erie, the big Lake Erie, the only lake that ever was caught on fire. Get over to Lake Michigan, a huge ocean. Fly over Lake Michigan, you cannot see land at all. Land ahoy, it's called Chicago, and all the way up to Huron and the Great Lake of Superior, which is, my gosh, it is Superior. Oh my gosh, Jungle Jim, what do you think of that? Whew, that's today's geography lesson brought to you by my cup of coffee. That's right. What a week. What a week. Recording this podcast, this episode of this podcast, all kinds of stuff going on. Smoke-filled skies from our friends in the north. And later in the week, ending the week with a federal indictment of a former U.S. president. Wow. You know, in my lifetime, I remember I lived through Watergate, a little boy. I was a teenager during Watergate, actually. And two impeachments. But this is just incredible. You know, and if you're, it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters if you're but it has to get to the point. Jim, it has to get to the point where it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Really, there's no such thing as Republicans anymore anyways. You have the Republican Party, which has just gone, been imploded. And you have all these fractions in there, in the party. And then you have the Trumpers, who no matter what, will never turn against Donald Trump. And then you have individuals who, for whatever reason, refuse to challenge him, you know, and admit what's obvious. It doesn't matter. This shouldn't be about politics. And to make it about politics and to put it under the auspice or the cloak of a political attack is just, one, blatantly wrong and a lie, and two, it's dangerous. Especially when it comes from the mouth of an individual who was trying to weaponize or did try to weaponize the Justice Department to his advantage on multiple occasions. He's the one who threatened to use the Justice Department immediately to go after Hillary Clinton. He's the one who vowed to protect U.S. documents and secrecies. And anyone who wouldn't do that would be punished to the full extent of the law. He said that. But to take classified documents, and granted, he's not the only one who had them. Biden had them, and Perot had them. Not Perot. Remember Perot? Ross Perot? Wow. Pence. I'm going to mix up because they're both about as exciting as each other. And that's not saying much. But to take hundreds of classified documents, knowingly take them, it's top secret documents, documents that talk about our nuclear arsenal, documents that talk about potential plans of attack, plans of defense, and store them in a bathroom, put them in a bathroom, put them on a stage in a place where there's over 150 events per year. So nonchalantly, so cavalier. And what's the motivation behind it? They really can't find a motivation. And I think, you know, listen to Maureen Dowd's article in the New York Times today in the opinion section, talking about his ego. You know, Trump is such a simplistic man. He's a man. He's actually an evil man. He's a man who perpetuates lies, deceit, for his own personal gain, ego. And his ego. And ego will bring you down. And now here it is. And Jack Smith, the special prosecutor, excuse me as I'm going for another call, but Jack Smith, the special counsel, who brought this case forth, put together a really detailed, I believe it was 47 pages, indictment. Detailed. No stone was left unturned, every accusation backed up. And here on the Sunday talk shows, Jungle Jim, here on the Sunday talk shows, people have Congress, you know, Lindsey Graham, Jeffries, that freak, have the nerve to come on and still tell lies. And what an insult it is to the American people. What an insult it is to the American people to say, I can come on national television and I can lie to them, because essentially what they're saying to you, that's why it has nothing to do with Democrat or Republican. What they're saying to you is you're stupid. They're calling you stupid. They're calling you lazy. They're telling you you don't matter. They're telling you you don't matter. They're banking on the fact that nobody is going to have the energy or the initiative or the intellect to just read this 47, I think it's 47 pages indictment. Let me grab the paper. Let me get the details here, General. Let me see. Smith brought up several federal charges containing 37 counts. 37 counts. Man, oh man, a shot. It's right out of there. I'm reading right out of the factuals. But 37 counts. And they're banking on the fact that it's so insulting to me. It is so insulting. And it should be insulting. Everybody should be pissed off. Now, these blind followers of Trump, unfortunately, you have to write them off because they've just drinking the Kool-Aid. And I saw some of them interview today on the news, but it wasn't biased because it was just an interview. All they did was ask a question about Donald Trump. So in my opinion, it probably wasn't too biased. And they just asked, do you think this is politically motivated? Do you think this is criminal charges? Do you think he should be held accountable? No. No, yes. Yes, it's politically motivated. No, he shouldn't be held accountable. And no, these charges aren't real. And then the reporter said, well, have you read the indictment? Are you going to read the indictment? Here's the scary part. This is the scary part. The scary part is the individual, and a few said, I don't need to read it because I believe him. I don't need to read it because I believe him. Blind faith in a pathological liar and a criminal. I don't care who it is. That's scary stuff. That's how things happened a long time ago. And that's what these folks are banking on. These folks are banking on that individuals will like the theater of a Marjorie Taylor Greene, the theater of that chick from that woman, Azari, that from Colorado, Bordex, I can't remember her name. But they're gonna believe Lindsey Graham, a blatant liar. They're gonna believe Jeff. They're gonna believe all. They're gonna, you know, DeSantis doesn't even have the cojones to take advantage of this. They're gonna believe all of this stuff because these candidates, these Congress people, these politicians, these senators, who are trying to put up a smokescreen right now, are one saying, I don't want to take, they don't care about Trump. Don't think for one second they care about Donald Trump. They do not care about Donald Trump. They care about themselves. They care about staying elected. And they care about this base that supports Donald Trump. Because they're banking, all these guys, they're all banking on the fact that they're all secretly want him to get arrested. They want him to go away. And when he goes away, here's the game they're playing. The game they're playing is he's going to go. He's going to be prosecuted. He's got two more indictments coming after him. I think George is really strong, too. And he's got two more indictments coming after him. And January 6th should be a no-brainer. That's how messed up this country is. But he has two more indictments coming after him. And they're banking on the fact that he's going to be found guilty in one of these things. And then when that happens, there's going to be this loyal base to him. And they want to be able to grab that base. They want to be able to have that base transfer over to them so they can win the nomination and go into the general election. What they don't realize is that base will never leave, and Trump will never cut them loose. Trump can be in jail. Trump could be in Attica right now. He could be in Attica a year from now. I don't think he'd go to Attica. He's in federal penitentiary. And that base is going to be in that prison cell with him. That base isn't leaving. That base is never going to vote for anybody else. That base is a loyalist cult. They're a cult. They're not even a base. They're a cult. And he's a cult leader. Donald Trump is a cult leader. He's not a politician. He's not credible. He's not responsible. For God's sakes, you shoot documents to a Russian ambassador. Oh, that's not KBG. He's just a bad guy. But he's a cult, and he's not, you know, you call him former president, but he's a cult leader. He knows that. He has this cult that believes whatever he says, they're going to believe, and he knows that. They show up at his rallies. They come onto the news. They poll very high. They're his audience. They're his, and that's what he is. And any politician, Ron DeSantis, he's not going to get that group. Nobody's going to get that group. We'll never leave the leader. The cult will never turn on the leader. And the more the leader is persecuted in their eyes, no matter his guilt, the stronger their allegiance to that leader becomes. That's cult 101. Cult 101. Oh, my God. Take a look at Charlie Manson. I mean, you know, not so much Squeaky Fromm, but Susan Axton in the courtroom. They followed Charlie wherever, you know, Charlie, the more Charlie was persecuted, the more that trial went on for the murders of Sharon Tate and LaBianca's, the more powerful Charlie became in their eyes, the more mythological Charlie became in their eyes. We're a country that likes, you know, mythological bad guys. But Donald Trump isn't a good guy. He's a liar. Let me read some things. This is a great, great article by Maureen Dowd in the, I will be a candidate at home in seclusion, he joked when asked how he would campaign. You know, I don't even know what that meant. I just thought I'd read that. But she was referring to how Trump could even campaign out of a jail cell. You know, there was a time, there was back in, this is a really fascinating article. Let me go back here. And she states, this is Maureen Dowd says, it is shocking how easily to imagine Donald Trump campaigning for the presidency from prison. Now, this is fantastic. She goes on to write, he'd have the joint wire just like the mob guys in Goodfellas. He'd be enjoying all the privileges. And he talks about his bleached hair coming in the big house. But then she cites the fact that he wouldn't be the first one to be tried from prison. That in fact, in the 1920s, after being in prison on sedition charges for exorating the American involvement in World War II, which he considered a capitalist war, Eugene Debs won about 900,000 socialist votes from prison. I will be a candidate at home in seclusion, he joked, when asked how he would campaign. Donald Trump will campaign from prison if he's charged. He's not going away. You can put him away, but he's not going away. And as long as he has this cult following, that's not going away. And as long as he has that influence, all these cowards in what was once the Republican Party, they're not going away. They're going to support him because they're afraid of losing that little chunk of rocks because they don't think. And in the meantime, they're assaulting everybody else by telling you blatant lies about executive privilege, about when you can waive secret and clearance and all this crap. Expecting people to just believe it. What an insult to you. What an insult. Saying, every time they do that, people should be pissed off because they're saying, I know you're not going to read. I know you're not going to take the time to read. I know they don't think. They're too busy. You know, they're too busy doing whatever they do, which is not much of anything. It's an insult. These charges are real. They're not trumped up. This is serious stuff. Our country was put in jeopardy by a mad, egotistical man. Whether you like him or not, and the Republican Party is kowtowed to him because they know that no matter what happens, he has influence over his cult, and they're not going away. And all we can hope is that these charges stick. And I feel really reassured. I think the special counsel, I really think Jack Smith, you know, kind of reminds me of the Untouchables and Elliot Ness in the movie and Kevin Costner. Jack Smith, when you heard him talk on the news, he's a guy who is with the law. and he's not registered for either party, and that's just what he's right with the law. So I hope that this is it. But all these candidates that are kowtowing, remember, that group ain't leaving. That cult ain't leaving. That cult is staying. They ain't going anywhere. Speaking of going anywhere, I hear you, Jungle Jim. This is Tim Maher. That's Jungle Jim, and this is Failing Up. Bye-bye.